Okay, good morning, good Vach. So we're holding here in Pekhov Beis, where he is going to go into the tainus of Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu. Kasha ta'im devekoyach vadose shechol kemala teira, timtze shei misafke al Moshe. So Korach's ikar problem was with the musig of Moshe as the noisa teira. Achash ha'teir l'chal Yisrael, roi sh'ti ha'teir l'chal Yisrael, so the taina was, Klal Yisrael deserves Torah. Klal Yisrael are not through one person like Moshe. V'zeh shama rabbechem kikolei de kolom toishan soichem Hashem adut tesasakal Hashem. Ubiyaru b'medrish kolam kolok toishim kolam shomu b'sina neichal yelecha madut tesasakal Hashem. Biru b'zeh risha shalahem. So Chazal explained where the nekuda of bad was. She koi from a Torah's Moshe. They specifically were being kaif into Torah's Moshe. Sha'amru, acha kyan noich v'le yelecha, sh'man en piya gvura, ma'y roitza Hashem Yisbaruch, l'tzavi smis ha'Yisrael, ha'mi tzavi Yisrael ba'atzmai. So the taina was, I don't say something, the etzim tzivui of emunah that we all heard. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not tell us in the same way all the other Tariq mitzvahs? The taina was minei obey. If Melech, we wouldn't have heard anything, so you tell us that we're not royal. But the first two tzivuim, which in a certain sense are the Ikar Torah, we did hear for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So obviously we could get it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wanted us to do other things. Why didn't he tell us? That was the core of the Taina, one. Then he brings the famous Medrash that Vasa and Tzitzis, Koyach Tol Moshe Rabbeinu Tal Shekola Tcheles, Masha Teip Torah Tzitzis, Chayos Tzitzis, and by his Malis Farim, Mezuzah, and so on. Okay, that's the very famous Chazal. Next paragraph. He says, why is it so important for Chazal to tell us this inyan of the tainus they had? You know, at the end of the day, they rejected Moshe. So the lamdas that they used is irrelevant unless it's relevant, unless there's some point to it. He says, if you'll tell me that they learned it from the fact that you have parashatzitzis afterwards, that's wonderful. Where's mezuzah coming in? So how did Chazal know that? Korach had one taina. And all the pieces of the taina, all the different little mishalim, all brought out a central point. The taina was one taina. You can't say we're not royu, and once we are royu, then what's the point of not giving the rest of the taira? That's the taina, and that is going to have to be an answer on that. Korach was using these arguments to get Moshe Rabbeinu to agree to something, which would then be a ray against Moshe. He wasn't coming to make fun of Mrs. Tzitzis. He was coming to take something which he felt would have been poshut, and you know, it's obvious that, you know, this is the halacha, so he would apply it here. He felt that Moshe would have agreed that it's part of tchelas. As far as Korach, the mitzvah is to wear tchelas. So if a little bit tchelus works, a lot of tchelus b'chal masai mona. V'tam atchelus bi'eru zal m'pesh atchelus d'er m'kisi kovid. V'adei sh'yir es atchelus yizkaz kol es Hashem. Chazal said that the reason for tchelus is to remind ourselves, you know, tchelus d'er m'liyam, yam n'orakir, r'kir l'kisa kovid. K'ri'i es atchelus shu d'er m'l'kisa kovid v'i v'maisa. Sh'a maisa v'kavlo v'gzir es amal ha'shakozol. L'chein de tchelus is d'er m'tekise, because the kise etz amalchus, like it says, rak kise egla m'mcha. It'll explain itself later, but actually. So אז ימי של קרח, אם כן קרח סלקון קטושים, למה קרן מיוחד לחפה באדום? אחר שגורו לקרנם, למה לקרן אחר נפטר? So the taina was very simple. Moshe would have to agree that the whole point of tzitzis is to be the, is the tchelis, the little tchelis you put into it. And the Torah said you only need one third of the tchelis, al achas kama v'kama v'kama, that if you had the whole tchelis avad, it would be good, Moshe would say. Then he would say, well, if you give Torah to one person, Kaisel, that's nice. If you give it to all Kaisel, that'd be fantastic. That basically was the line of reasoning that he intended to use. And all of these arguments are all coming to one point. So he says, he basically tripped on his own sword. Ki adra ba zeraya, ki gam sham en adin kach. The raya was adra from tzitzis. Ki tzorich she doimel kisa kovid, the kisa kovid u miyuchat. Le kach tzorichut miyuchat she edem in atalis, rak nivdol atzmoy. Because atalis kula tchelis, endim in atchelis la kisa kovid she miyuchat, So he says over here the following nekuda. When we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhagas in the Bria, and what we call the different spheres, which are hanhagas of the Bria, we have many different hanhagas that one follows the other. That's the flavor of it. And it's a one hemshich. There's a very, very sharp break at the end of the ninth sphere, and then you have what's called Malchus. Malchus is not a hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu per se. It is the hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as it expresses itself through the outside medium. In other words, like the famous Perek Lazer, Ein Melech Bli Am, there is no Malchus without an Am. So, whereas, Lamashal, let's take different things that a Melech has. A Melech has an army that fights the wars. So, Lu Yitzu, the Melech himself, is like this phenomenal warrior with a big sword and some sort of Superman. He doesn't need the army. A melech has a spy agency. Let's say the melech has X-ray vision. He sees what's doing everywhere, all the time, everything. He doesn't need it. The kalim that a melech has, the etzim, are a shortcoming that needs to be compensated by kalim. The one exception is Ein Melech Bli Am, that the etzim musik of malchus, by definition, is my the realization of my ideals as expressed through the others. A malchus is not because the melech needs the nimlach in order to do things that he can do. He needs the nimlach to be the other that expresses this hanhaga. So just like Lamashal, a huge Talmud Chacham, Talmud Chacham have different shortcomings, but somebody can be a huge Talmud Chacham and no Kol HaTorah Kula, but the one thing he can't do by himself is to become a teacher, a very good teacher. A teacher by definition means I need somebody to teach. So of the Hanhagas, so you'd say a Rosh Hashiva, some Hashivas know only one Seder Shas, some know many Storm Shas, some know Halachas, some know Yis, some this. It is possible for somebody to know everything. The one thing he can do himself is be Rosh Hashiva, because he needs Yeshiva to be teaching. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol put into the Bria a framework where as one of the Inyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring out is Malchus. So all other hanhagas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want to bring out in the world allow themselves to be brought out even just with Ribbono Shel Olam. The one hanhaga that by definition does not allow itself to be brought out except through people is Malchus. So if we're to ask ourselves what particular Hanhaga HaKadosh Baruch Hu prompted a Bria in the world, the answer is going to be Malchus. Malchus is something that prompted a Bria in the world. And therefore, you needed to have Nivroim in order to have Malchus. That's a definition. It's very important to understand this. All Hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu do not need us to bring it out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Gibor, even if he has nobody to fight, he's still a Gibor. Malchus, by definition, is only possible if there is, it's by definition, it's not just a shortcoming. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create a Bria. Now, a caveat to the other side. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed, for some reason, to Malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired. We don't, there is nothing that we can in any way describe as a need of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can only describe what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want out of this world. And the answer is he wanted an other. He wanted a Nivra. A Nivra is not, people think of a Nivra as being existence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me as I exist. You know, existence was, everything existed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to exist as a barrier outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's totality. The word bara has the word, is the word bar, meaning outside in Aramaic, is the word nivra. It means a being outside. So when we speak about creation, we don't speak so much about what exists. The much, much better definition is that which exists outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Bechira is something which is the very heart of our Metzias. It's not our Metzias. It's not an addition, but it's the core of we, and everything else in the Bria is a Nivra simply because it's around Adam. So now the melee goes back. Tchelas HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Einkan. So he says like this: the HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want a talis that's called a tchelas does not realize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that the thread, which is be'etzim its own mitzias, but it's hanging onto the talis, that be tchelas. A talis that's called a tchelas is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's melech ha'aretz kvoidei, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling everything. But I want a Nivra that is outside and is by definition distinct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have this Maila. The Maila, he says, V'kashak, talos kula tchelis, and dimya tchelis l'kisa kovet shum yuchot. And kisa kovet is miramis, the San Holger Malchus, kiraka kisa egdal mimcha, and so on. Look, in other words, everything in the king's palace is about the king. It's the king and his, and what he does. The kise is where the king is mischaber to those outside of the Malchus. That's where he sits. And he issues proclamations and so on and so forth. So the Malchus, the Kisei Malchus, the Doima le Kisei covered means it's Doima to that Anhaga. V'chein Yisrael, Avagav Shkazuk, Dukashin, Tzion, Koyim, Yuchad, Nivlim. So by the very fact, in as much as there are Gzeiris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on us, it is because we are different, distinct, and cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the marker for Gzeiris and Kal Yisrael. The Chesel Avagash Kosok Doshim Tzurah Koyim Yuchad Nivdem. Loishar Kol Kahanim. Getzor Shekan Koyim Yuchad. In the Tzurah Kal Yisrael, you have a duplication of it. You have the Klolius of Kal Yisrael, which is distinct, and then you have the threaded Chelus, which links that to something else. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a Nekuda of the world beyond the Nekuda Malchus in Klal Yisrael. V'zeh she'eshe Moshe, zoyse z'kola machtos, v'medish, omla Moshe, agoyim nimusim ha'ar, bekanim ha'ar, b'eshlem, Kulam's got some bias. Echod in the Anu in a Shemechal Terechot Coin Golechot. Atem Masayim Hamishim, if action couldn't doyle. Afaniru Tzibikach, the Kachnema Atokal Doscho. So his taina, in other words, he was tining back again that there is no such thing as everybody being Kaddish by definition. The Yeror Kazem Moir Shem Aaron, Kimitchil Nifchu Yisrael Mino Umos, Vachakat Nifchu Alavim Mitach Yisrael, Vachakat Nifchu Akanim Alavim, Vachakat Koin Godel Veroish. Vehine Hoyla Aaron Gimel Bechiris Eilu. So Aaron Betzim had, he went through a process of three different Bechiris. Vilakach Oma Moshe Boike Vyeda Shemes Ashaloy Vesakarish Vikiv Elov Vesadifu Vayakim Elov Chalmishishbar and Gimel Bechiris Neged Rishon Klal Yisrael Vnema Vyeda Shemes Ashaloy Vloy Iske Kan Yakriv It's a Yisrael Misham Shalfano Aval Neged Mashrif Chalavim He says Akadosh Vikiv Elov Yakriv Mizle Shibushay Vneged Mashrif Hakadim Oma Vesadif Chaboy Yakriv Elov. So Aaron went to three Bechiris. And then he's going to explain in the letters of Aaron, like he did before with Moshe. With Neshem Tzoylo Oilam Nifcha, She'etz Yisrael, She'bem Tzay Yishu Nifcha Ktusha, Yishlaim Bem Tzay Yisrael Nifcha Yosef, Bez Amigdash Nifcha Yosef Ktusha, Or the Fikach Ham Tzoy Moira Ala Bechira, Or the Kach B'Shem Aaron HaReish, Ki Ois HaReish Ham Tzoy B'Meyes, Ki Shino Is Gimel, V'Roiv Ois Is Ameya, So the reish is the midpoint of the meis. The emtsoi stands in the midst of it. So 200 is the midpoint. So this is a type of bechira. In other words, it's the midpoint. It's sort of from everyone. You take out the midpoint. So you have neged mashufcha kahanim and alvim shenifchu. For alav sheshemaran shukoyin gadol koyin arois al kahanim. Figure chesh paalav. So all the letters in Aaron point towards something that sort of comes out from within. It's a bechira from within. So Aaron is the bechira that comes out from that whole nekuda and so on. So now he finishes off and explains the difference, how it answers the tainus. Hare ki kol tainus kairach. Symbolizes avodas because it spurs a person to maisa. V'chein Aaron al yodai ha yoevim me maisa al Hashem Yisbarach v'zavodas hakarbonis. V'kach Aaron doim lechut shel tcheles legamri hamei v'dei maisa. So the two mishalim that Korach used, one was keneged oilam ha-mitzvahs, one was keneged oilam ha-maisa. Tzitzis is tariag, or the chashbonis Rashi gives. And that belongs to the Olam HaMaisa. Torah versus Mezuzah is the Olam of Torah. Okay, like Moshe, Shoy Mekabla Torah, Min HaShemayim, V'limdol Yisrael, V'imevi Moshe Mevayis Mal Yisfar. Got Torah, Tzivsel, Nekvay Mezuzah, Labayis, Nekvay Abon, Torah, Sashem Yisbarach. Mezuzah is a parasha of the Torah. It has Dine Torah, it has Dine of a parasha, and so on. V'chsib B'Mezuzah, Dibarta Bo, Mishet Chovei Secha. V'yisoy V'kibayis Mal Yisfar, Mevare Potem Ra Mezuzah. Same thing. Korach was sure that the answer would be that Abayis Mosfarm is not Mezuzah. So he would use the same argument to counterattack Moshe. I want to add a certain nekuda here, just to clarify a certain point that's coming up in what he's saying. If the matara of the Bria was that it's possible for us to become like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be mevatel, the music of being an outsider, different, or whatever it is, then you wouldn't need this whole process. Because Lamaisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lamaisa, once everybody reaches the Madrega of being Kelokim, then fine. It was a temporary problem. It was a problem that we were not in a good Madrega. We did what we're supposed to do. And we're now where we should be, and that's it. That would be the line of reasoning of Kairach, that the Bria set up, that the Bria comes about to the imperfection, and we resolve the imperfection, and then everything is the way it should be. That was a mistaken understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's purpose in the Bria. The purpose in the Bria is that we retain our status as an outsider. As long as in this world we're bus of a dumb, we are be'etzim outsiders. The fact that we have bechira doesn't just mean that we have the ability to do good or bad, whatever it is. It means we are not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My hand and foot always must do what I want it to do. That's its metzias. Another person may choose, or if I have another person who's a faithful servant, and I just say, cup of tea, and he runs instantly, goes quicker than I do to get me a cup of tea, that's wonderful. He's not me, because he could say no. In other words, Bechira itself demarcates a two different entities. One entity is not Bechira. By definition, if this is my hand, then if I want it to pick up something, it picks it up. So since it has no Bechira to act on its own, it therefore is me. It's by definition one and the same. Once it has Bechira, it is a distinct entity. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Bria in a tzura of a talis with tzitzis, a bias with a mezuzah. So we could never be perfect. Not only perfect, we could never be that darga. And therefore, all of the world of mitzvahs and ruchnis will always come with an emtsoi. Moshe kibbutz Torah Misinai, Mesor Yeshua, Yeshua Luskeinim, Skeinim Vim, and so on and so forth. But that whole process is always behechreach, because since we can, no matter how well we do, we're still in a darga of an outsider being a kabul from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants to express the Midah Malchus. The Midah Malchus, by definition, has that outsider. And if there's an outsider, by definition, it needs a bridge to the Shirish. Let's back. The Gamba Zed Nafal. So the second Taino also about Torah. Shadra, Abayis Mal Esfarim Chayim B'Mezuzah, Yechidus, Nivdalis Ben Abayis. Shem Mezuzah Chutz Abayis, Kamoy Tzitzis Gam Kechutz Abayis. Ke'en Kol Abayis Muchen Mashi Muchen L'Chelek. Echad shu nivdal min habayis. Lafik habayis ma lesfarim chayiv in mezuzah, kla yikabal kol habayis ha-kdushik ma mezuzah, shu dova kodesh, vu dova b'miktas min habayis. V'chein lekabat Torah kor Yisrael ke'echad. Rak echad hu Moshe ben Hashom. Ashu nivdal mi Yisrael b'malosu madrigosoy, hu mekabal Torah hu magiyo Yisrael l'klal kuloy, Moshe ben mezuzah. So it's the same exact process of a Kabbalah from Lamala down Lamata. Lekach tzorech al Moshe, Yisrael miyuchad nivdol v'chal Yisrael v'fnei atzmoy, v'roi l'kabal ha'ser min Hashem Yisbarach. V'ahe b'feyo sh'ekoyach v'dosim misavka Moshe me'akusha sh'be'anu, Moshe heishiv piruka v'nir bar. I want to add one more knesh on the second half, where he speaks about Torah, Kabbalah Satira, and so on, the same idea. So in the world of mitzvahs, we spoke about Bechira. Bechira makes you being distinct and apart, and then let's take Torah and understand Torah in its knetch, what we're talking about. Imagine I there's a language. Imagine somebody said something in a language I don't understand. Person spoke a language I don't understand, and somebody translates it to me. So he translates it to me, and Bimela he I hear it from him, and I understand it from the translation. The language always needs to be translated to me. Let's say I learn that language, so now I don't need a translation. I hear it the way it is. I understand it the way it is. The Torah is a different way of understanding the Bria. And when it says that Kishem she'em batzafen in the same Shabbos, means that our das is never a das Torah be'etzim. It's a das that's distinct. And it could be koilativ Torah, but it's always taking something that has a different Havana and putting it into our Havana. It's like I get a translation. It could be very, very good translation, never excellent, and it allows for different translations. So when somebody's translating something, we can have three, four, five, six different translations. They all are accurate, reasonably accurate. It's not that you can get it perfect because you're always translating another language, and you can just say if this is a better, this conveys the flavor better, this conveys the details better, and so on. So the Das Elyon is Das Elyon. We have a Deya that is not in sync with Das Elyon, and we understand with an outside Das. We struggle to, and we able to understand as best as we can with our das. So it's the same process we spoke about Bechira and the world of Maisa. We're talking about das and Havana of Torah and Tfis of Torah. Same idea. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us, and that's why you have all these Chazal about HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let's ask Bez Nishlamata what they say. What does that mean? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since the ultimate Tachlis is like we spoke about Malchus, where there's the outside world, that's the Tachlis of Kiyum HaMitzvos, the world that is its own autonomous entity, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon in giving Torah is how the Torah would express itself in those autonomous beings that ain't the same shavos, that no das, it's not das Elyon, it's das Adam. That's the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when he's asking, what are they saying in the Sifta Dara and so on, and what does Chiyuv say? When he's saying, it means this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted out of the world. There's nothing, it's the Ratzon was in a way that it would have its own Metzius, give its own Metzius, and so on. Okay, we'll hold it here. Any questions, any points?
The Rosh Yeshiva said last week that tefillah doesn't come through, is not with the emtzai.
Yes.
But tefillah is connected karbonos, and so how does it work with kehanim? That's the emtzai between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu.
So first, Kohanim require Olam HaMaisa. It's the Etzem Avos HaKarbon, we bring the carbon. We need to mechaven l'shma. We need to do it as Nachas Ruach. It's because carbon needs a process of taking various gashmistic things and being mal of them. We need a kohen. The tefillah is just the pnimius of and the chibur pnimi. That's directed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where we are karbonis, there's a tremendous kpeida about the lishma that it be only HaKadosh Baruch Hu zavech v'miyachram. So when you're talking karbonis, we're being mechalik between the core, what's the right word for it? The core kavana machshava versus the asiyas hakarm, which requires somebody to do these things. Okay,
We find the Morales is explaining that the Tachlis HaBriyah is not that we should not have Bechir, come to a place where we don't have Bechir, rather we should keep our Bechir and like that serve Hashem. But how does it work? I remember hearing, I don't know, I can't quote anywhere, but that the Tachlis of a
The
person
Tachlis of Bechir is the Mevatel Bechira. The Tachlis of Bechir is the Mevatel Bechira means as follows. Let's think a minute a little bit. You've met people that they've worked on themselves, and their whole tachlis is to be Eved Hashem and to do what's right, and it evokes a tremendous sense of respect for a person like that. And then you've met people like a young person who looks like he's been brainwashed, looks like a zombie, and he's walking around all day mouthing things, and you say to yourself, the person has short-circuited something himself. Means that I come to recognize that the etzem, my atzmius, and what I should be, since I am a niver of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I should be. There's a clear sense of self that is totally dedicated and devoted, like a mother to a child, that type of relationship. But a type of relationship where the person just kind of is, you get the sense like he's brainwashed, like a cult, that's ugly. It's not the hybrid. It doesn't mean we lost our bechira. It means we fulfilled the tachas of bechira. When a mother is totally dedicated to a child, we don't see it as being brainwashed. We don't see it. We see it as very noble, and we see it. That's why we dare it. A person that you meet that's a real Eved Hashem, a kol kuloi is nachshavas al toiv, that to us is yes, he's realized his tachlis. He, as an independent being, has understood and modeled himself to the Shayrish and to the Makar, as opposed to somebody that just kind of has this wild fanaticism or just whatever it is.
The word that keeps on coming to mind is by Avraham Avinu, that it says, a lashon of the pasuk is that his hand did on its own its mice because he came to a point.
Right. But that's because it's a point of developing oneself. It's not, it's the way somebody who is very, very, it's like a doctor who's seen thousands of patients and he intuitively says, this is this. It's an intuitiveness. It's his battles that comes from a lot of development, not from a short-circuiting process. When a young person just gets revved up and he says, Einod Movado, it's a short circuiting. Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg once spoke in Asia, and he said that when people speak about emunah being a leap of faith, he calls it a castration of the brain. Basically, what you're saying is not that the mind led you to it. The mind can lead you to say, you know what, here I need to trust. But when it comes with that type of hoo-ha, a lot of times it's just short-circuiting the process, not fulfilling the process. Okay, good fach.